Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Robbie has something nagging him about his girlfriend who he thinks he has a future with, but Robbie, you know what? Go ahead. You can share more with our mixed family, and maybe they can offer you some advice on the issue you have. What's going on?
Yeah, so, I can just give a little backstory. Like, we've been together for, 3 years, and, I'm kind of ready to take the next step, so I've been kind of planning a proposal for her.
All right.
I have a great idea, and it's, really meaningful, and but there's just kind of one thing that's kind of getting in my head. I just can't get it out. So she actually took a trip back to Stevens Point, where she grew up, and she saw some friends. And the thing was, and she saw a bunch of her girlfriends, but then she also met with a married friend, but it was a guy, a married friend guy. They went out for lunch.
Yeah.
And they're good friends back in the day. They had a really tight knit of friends, and he's supposedly a nice guy. They've never dated before. It's just,
Wait, did she meet just him or was he with the group?
She just went with him only.
And did she tell you that? Was she open about that right away and said, "Hey, I'm meeting this guy friend of mine," or did you find out later?
Well, no, she told me. She did tell me before. So,
okay.
It's not that. It was just that, it's still kind of weird because she did tell me, this is the thing, she did tell me that he had the hots for her back in the day. She always jokes about it.
Oh.
She's always...
Was she interested in him back in the day?
No, she said not at all.
Okay.
And it wasn't that ever happened. And they all have, a really, good group of friends. And they're all nice. And I guess this guy's a nice guy and stuff. But still, she's... And he is married, I guess. But the thing is, they still went out to, lunch. And he's just them two. And so, I don't know. I just feel...
Robbie,
really like
come on. Don't be like that, though. She was forthcoming and told you that he had found her attractive and had the hots for her back in the day. They have a close friend group.
Yeah. What are you worried about?
What are you worried about?
She said the same thing. She said that, there's nothing wrong with it. I just kind of need to grow up. But, it's weird because I love her and I care about her and we're in a really good spot, but I don't know. It's just,
you felt disrespected. Do you feel like you can't trust her?
Yeah. And I'm hurt. And I'm just afraid. I'm kind of afraid that she's just going to put herself in these situations. If we're married and stuff, would she still go out to eat? with this guy just to
like
another
she does, though, if this is her friend.
You're worried she's going to be tempted to do more than just lunch? Isn't there an app? Lunch?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this sounds like a lot of anxiety. Are there other reasons why you would have to worry about that? She told you where she was
going. What was going on?
Mm-hmm. Who she was with. She was even honest about the fact that he thought she was hot back in the day. I'm not trying to validate your feelings, but you came to ask for advice, and I just feel like this is not a reason to not propose to this woman. She's told you where she was and what she was doing. You don't want to start being overprotective like that and feeling, because that's not going to be good. That's not healthy.
It's almost like you got that thought in your head, and you know you're like at the top of the mountain, and you made a snowball. Now you're rolling that snowball down the hill, and it's getting bigger and bigger as you think about it.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things where if it was reversed and I was going out to eat with like a girl who had the hots for me back in high school, like, and I'm just like, oh, no big deal. It is a big deal. Like,
so she would find that to be a really big deal.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't think she'd like that either. So it's like, you know, I'm supposed to just like grow up, like she says. But like, if it was reversed, there's no way she would want me to go out to eat with the girl who had the hots for me,
who she never met before.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I never met this guy. So it's hard. How do I trust this girl?
Yeah, it's hard to figure out what to tell her about this situation. That's almost like something else. But what's the bottom line of what you're wondering from our mixed family after you told your story and your worries and things that you're concerned about? What's your bottom line question?
The bottom line is that, like, if I'm saying something to her and she says, like, oh, just get over it, it's no big deal, is she going to do this all the time? And so is this something like a pattern she's going to have? So if that is, do I really put a ring on her and say, like, let's do this for sure?
Should you buy the ring and ask the question if you're feeling like she's just blowing off how you're feeling and not validating your feelings and saying like, oh, it's no big deal? I think you have a valid question. I do. I also feel like, though, if you both are being honest and you had friends before you met that are the opposite sex, you should just trust one another. But it sounds like there maybe is a little lack of trust there. And if there's a lack of trust, then I'm going to say, if you have a lack of trust, whether I think it's right or not that you do, I don't think you should propose.
Whoa!
I don't think you should buy the ring and propose.
Elizabeth just came right out with that one. I don't know, Robbie. I
feel like a shark on Shark Tank. I'm going to pass on this offer. This isn't for me.
All right, pass it over to me.
No, I don't think you should. I think there's other issues going on here, and I don't know if it's immaturity or what's going on with the insecurities here. We just know a little glimpse of your life, but I don't think you should propose.
Robbie, that is just one
and
piece
I always
of
root
advice.
For love.
Yeah, you always,
again,
she does.
I'm not getting into whether you should or shouldn't feel the way you do about her seeing the guy. You asked, should you get married?
Does anybody?
No.
Does anybody agree with Elizabeth, or do you have other advice for Robbie how he can handle this situation? 414-432-1099. Call and text your advice. Robbie, while we do that, we're going to let you go. Can you listen to the advice, and then can we get you back tomorrow morning at 8:20 to find out what you decide to do?
Yeah, we could do that. I hopefully, you know, this all comes out the way...
Your schedule allows us to grab you tomorrow?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Sandra, you get to offer up the advice first today for relationship intervention. What do you think Robbie should do about this situation? Yeah.
Hey-o.
I think Robbie should not propose.
Same.
Really?
He's kind of insecure.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's going to lose her happiness over time. Say they do get married and he says, no, I don't want you to go with this friend, that friend. You know, that's a part of her. Like, she's going to lose her happiness.
Wait a minute. So you think he shouldn't propose because of his feelings, not because of what she did?
Yes. He is insecure.
Yeah, okay. He is. He sounded a little too insecure. She said where she was going. And
she's forthcoming.
And he's already feeling kind of unsure about it all. My gut just says you should not feel that way before you're about to propose to somebody. So no proposal.
Exactly. She was very truthful. She said exactly. She didn't hide it. She told him And yep, nope.
And she even said, like, yeah, he kind of had the hots for me back in the day.
But
like,
I'm just having lunch with him.
If she's going to say that, she's not hiding anything.
Then why have lunch with the guy?
And he's married.
How about this? I kind of feel like
in
Robbie.
You're in high school between what, 17 through 18?
Yeah.
14 through 18. You are not the same person as you were.
Right.
A 30-year-old is not the same person as you were when you were 16 years old having the hots for someone. Like, seriously.
I'm just thinking that Robbie is probably feeling like, well, why do you got to mention that? Why do you have to go to lunch with him then? Why not just all of your friends
why
together?
Why not trust your girlfriend who literally told you everything you needed to know and hid nothing?
All right, Sandra, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the advice. We'll find out what Robbie decides to do tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye, Sandra.
Samara, all right, what is your feeling about relationship intervention for Robbie today?
My husband and I have been married for 22 years, and he has a lot of girlfriends, like girls that are friends that he hangs out with since before we even got in a relationship.
Okay.
And I have, like, I grew up a tomboy, so I was way more friendly with guys than girls. And I have a lot of guy friends that I hang out with. And I think that it's just a matter of being secure enough in your relationship to know that when my husband goes out with his girlfriend, there's nothing he ever wants from them.
It's all friendship.
It's all friendship. And also, let's be real. You can't keep your partner from hanging out with the opposite sex ever, whether they were friends before or not. Like, you just need to trust your partner. There's going to be colleagues. There's going to be mutual friends. They're going to be at events where somebody else brings a friend. Like, this is just what's going to happen.
Yep. And I know that he's just going out with her as a friend. And he knows that I'm just going out with my guy friends as a friend. Like, I know at the end of the day, like, my husband doesn't need to look anywhere else for anything.
Sure,
I'm sure enough in my relationship to know that they're friends. They were friends before him and I ever got together. And there would be no way that I would ever tell him he couldn't be friends with people he was friends with before him and I met. He had a life before me.
Yep.
So he's going to continue to have that life with me and incorporate those people in with it.
Okay, so
mic drop. You go.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it a mic drop? So what would you tell Robbie about this situation? Should he propose or should he hold off?
Well, I think if he's not secure enough in his relationship, then maybe he shouldn't propose.
Okay,
there you go.
Number two.
I think that's what it comes down to. You just have to be secure enough in your relationship to know that it's just a friend. Like, it's okay for you to have friends of the opposite sex and be good friends with them. At the end of the night, if he's coming home to me, my husband, and I don't ever have to worry about him cheating or anything because I'm what he's with. I'm who he wants. That's a friend. So I think it literally just comes down to being secure enough in your relationship to know that this is who I'm with and that's who we choose to be with.
Perfect.
Still have friends.
Perfect. Another mic drop. You have two in a row here. That was solid.
Oh, my gosh. We got to keep replacing these microphones.
Thanks
a lot. Thank you for calling in. And, I mean, that's what the text messages are saying here also. I don't think anybody's saying, like, yeah.
Thank
you. Go ahead and propose. I mean, here's a 262 number that says that, you know, again, what if he gets a male coworker or she gets a male coworker or boss? This person says, I've been cheated on. It sucks, but you can't base every relationship on that. Don't propose and work on yourself.
We'll find out what Robbie decides to do. Maybe he'll take your advice and say, you know what? I'm not going to propose. So find out tomorrow morning at 8:20. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Sounds good. Have a great day, guys.